Parashas Chayesara starts off with the Betira of Sarah Imenu. And Avraham Avinu's involvement of buying the Ma'aretz Machpelah at a very, very overpriced cost. We know Avraham Avinu was tested with Asar Nisernis. The Rishonim and Maseches Avos argue what was the 10th Nisoyin. Rashi says that the 10th Nisoyin was Akedas Yitzchok. Rabbi Yoina says that the 10th Nisoyin was Kevuras Sarah. What was that Nisoyin? The Nisoyin was that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kum, es halach ba'aretz, la'arka l'rachba, kilcha t'nena, go, come, walk through Eretz Yisrael, la'arka l'rachba, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, all yours. And still, Avraham Avinu had to pay a fortune for the land. Avraham Avinu passed the test by not being maharer and questioning the anhogas Hashem. The question is, according to the Shitas Rabbeinu Yoina, that the 10th Nisayon was the Nisayon of Kvura Sara, Rabbeinu Yoina himself speaks out in the Avos that the 9th Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak was the biggest Nisayon of all the 10 Nisayonis. To be able to have the test, to give up, just to bring your son as a carbon oiler, was the biggest Nisayon, more the biggest of all 10 Nisayonis. So therefore the question is, if Avraham Avinu passed the biggest Nisayon by Nisayon number 9, the 9th Nisayon, what was the purpose for giving Avraham Avinu another Nisayon, which was less than the 9th Nisayon? He already passed the biggest Nisayon. He already showed and proved that he was able to reach that level. What was the purpose of having another Nisayon which was less than the previous Nisayon? El Yisvei said the following answer, that there was room for Avraham Avinu to think that after he passed the biggest Nisayon, major milestones in life, that he achieved a high level, he could feel satisfied. He could feel that he doesn't have to be on the lookout, on the watch of more discernment. He could take a break. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to show that a person also has to always has to remain with the same zehirus, the same always be careful, always being ready to mischazik and be miskaber. At all times, the Mishnah Sharm, the end of Perek Aleph, says, "Ki ikur mitzias ha'odom ba'olam hazeh, hu rak l'kayim mitzvois v'la'avoid v'la'amoid b'nisayin." The ikur mitzias, a person is found in this world, is a b'kayim mitzvus, and to serve Hashem v'la'amoid b'nisayin, and to go through tests, and to stand through test. V'chaskel Sarna in his Agois on the Mesillas Sharim adds, and these words v'lamoid b'nisayin, it doesn't mean once in a while. He adds the word tamid, constantly. Constantly, a person is in this world. The metzias, the metzias being in this world, is to be oimid b'nisayin, to always pass tests, always constantly be tested, and always passing the tests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Ramban in Parashat Vayera on the Pasuk Elokim Nisa Avraham explains what's the Indian, what's the purpose of the Nisayonis. It says Ramban, a Nisayon is that it brings out the toiv of a person. The toiv mipoyel, mikoyach elapoyel. the potential koyach to actuality, from a lev toif to a maise toif, to a maise toif. It brings the person's heart and desires to fruition, to the tachlis, to a real being, a real metzius. The tachlis of a person in this world, the Olam Hazeh, is begoidel, to continue going up and up and growing and growing. Rabbi Yashiv, after he had and miraculously was saved, survived his surgery in the mid-90s, he said that I have to do something to go higher in Yiddishkeit. Have to do something more steiging in the Avodas Hashem. So he said that instead of waking up every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to start waking up at 2:15. And he did so until Ad Seif Yomov. He's always continuing steiging, always continuing growing, always continuing miskaber and working on himself, how to get greater and greater and greater, higher and higher. The pasuk says, "Ore chayim the malo maskil the man sur mishomata." The ore chayim, the path of life, is a malo maskil, to go higher, get smarter, in order he shouldn't go misur mata mishomata. He shouldn't go down. He shouldn't fall. There's no in between. There's no in between. Either a person is going up, or chalila, a person might fall down. Even after a person survived, a person achieved great, great levels, a person has to always know that there's no time to stop, there's no time to rest. A person has to always continue to go further. There is another idea that a person has to keep in mind, that after a person achieves a big nesayon, there is a koyach of the Yetzer Hara to try to uproot what he did. The Gemara in Kedushin says that if a person has toyal rishonis, he has charata on what he did, what he originally did, then he can lose. Like charata on avera takes off of avera. Charata on a mitzvah, charata could be oiker all what he did. So even after a person does, if a person does a ma'aseh mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, tries to cause a person to have second thoughts on what he did. Famous pshat in Masber, in we say every day in davening in Ma'ariv, v'hasa Satan mufaneinu me'achareinu. Hashem, please take away the Satan from in front of us and the Satan from back of us. So you understand the Satan from in front of us is before we're about to do a ma'aseh mitzvah, a ma'aseh toiv. Please stop, take away all the things that could get in our way. Remove the Satan. But what is the tefillah ma'achareinu from behind us? So Mepharshim explained, ma'achareinu means the point that we said, that after a person does a mitzvah, a person could be mischarit, a person could have charata on what he did. The Goyin says that, it says in the parasha, that Avraham Avinu came to lispoid l'sara v'liv koisa. She came to say a hespin on Sarah and to cry for her. And there's a small chaf. What's the reason for the small chaf? Says the Vilna Goin, the small chaf Avraham Avinu didn't want to cry too much. He didn't want people to think that he was having charata, that he was upset for that Kedas Yitzchak. Because since due to Kedas Yitzchak, Sarah was parched in the Shemasa and the Shama jumped out. So it might look, if he cried too much, it might look to people that he's having regret on what he did. So therefore he cried less. That's why the small chaf chose to cry left. So we see from here that a person always has to be on guard. There's never a time to say You have a time to say, okay, I accomplished, I go on pension, I'm finished. As we mentioned, the first point, that after an Asayan is always to bring a person to go higher and to grow, and therefore, even after a person reaches, is never finished reaching the milestones, he has to always continue to go higher and higher, which is unlimited, and a person always has to be aware that he could always, Chalila, lose what he did in the past, and always be careful not to lose. Those are able to join us, join the yeshiva, and Yarchikala are a prime example of this constant and continuous growing. And they don't rely on the fact that they had accomplishments in their years as they spent in yeshiva. They want to grab opportunity to continue to grow in yeshiva, to continue to grow as B'nai Torah, and go higher and higher. And we shall have a very good Shabbos. Thank you very much.